As always, we are extremely happy that Ani DeFranco has made time in her never-ending touring life to join us at the World Cafe. The new album is Knuckle Down. I want to find out all about that and more as we get a chance to talk with her today. But it's a real joy to welcome this woman back to our show. Will you please warmly welcome Ani DeFranco?
By the latest in a long line of thieves, and I'm just about to drop it down that manhole of memories when I realize it doesn't bother me like love's mementos usually do. And I look up to see who's different here, the latest me or the latest you. Of course, you're the kind of guy who doesn't lie, he just doctors everything, chooses some unassuming finger and quietly moves his wedding ring, who rewrites his autobiography for any pretty girl who'll sing. But you can't fool the queen, baby, 'cause I married the king. And maybe it was I who betrayed his majesty with no opposite reality, like a puddle with no reflection of the sky or the trees. But after my dreaded beheading, I tied that sucker back on with a string, and I guess I'm pretty different now, considering. The street that night on the far side of 4, but I didn't like the taste in my mouth or yours, and ignoring the persona you wore for my benefit, for once I had the balls to call it, just call it. But a lesson must be lived in order to be learned, and the clarity to see and stop this now, that is what I've earned. And maybe it was I who betrayed his majesty with no opposite reality, like a puddle with no reflection of the sky or the trees. But after my dreaded beheading, I tied that sucker back on with a string, and I guess I'm pretty different now, considering. A book, notable but not the greatest, stolen for me by the latest in a long line of thieves, and I'm just about to drop it down that manhole of memories when I realize it doesn't bother me, and heartache not so dire, 'cause I look up to see integrity finally won over desire.
Ani DeFranco live today on the World Cafe with out of that manhole of memories. Great song.
Thanks. I bet those people out there in Radioland are wondering how I can play two instruments at once.
You better tell them.
Well, my good friend Todd Sickafoose, of course.
Todd's on the bass. And you did so long doing solo. It must be kind of nice having something to bounce off of here.
Super nice. Yeah, big thing like that to bounce off of. Yeah.
But yeah, you made that transition from the band to the solo, and then with Todd. That's good. I want to talk about your hands here. First of all, you've got some outrageous fingerprint holders there.
Oh, yeah, you like my look?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This looks like out of some Nine Inch Nails video.
Except I don't use machinery. Yeah, well, it's sort of partly protective and partly aesthetic. Mostly, but yeah, mostly functional. It's the one-handed... Yeah, I have these fake nails that I glue onto my picking hand, and so it's a one-handed glamour that I have, sort of weird in the light of day.
And then you got a it looks like you have like an ace bandage on there. Mm-hmm. Does that give me a little trouble or?
Yeah, you know, wrist hand trouble.
Ew.
Although the guitar playing is not even what does it to me. It's the gizmos. I'm having a hard time existing in the 21st century with the laptop and the cell phone.
Okay.
The gizmos are bringing me down.
Yeah. Gotta just use your thumbs, maybe that'll work out.
Yeah, thumbs. But,
well, now this album, you had a chance to do with Joe Henry, do part of it with Joe Henry, and how did you use him as a producer? What kind of a role did you all get together on this?
Well, let's see. Joe and I were sharing the stage. I invited him out on tour, and we became friends and started talking music, and I had just come, as you say, from this sort of few years of soul solitude and solo music making, and I made a record by myself at home, and I thought, maybe it's time to leave my house, and maybe this is my cue. So I invited him to co-produce, whatever that meant, and then we just made it up as we went along.
And you went to his, it was kind of an away game for you. You went to L.A. to,
yes,
to do it.
Yes. Luckily, I had my friend Todd with me out in the surreal landscape of Los Angeles. Todd and I re-intersected around the same time, and I said, hey, do you want to go make a record with me? And then I never let him go.
How do you relate to Los Angeles? How does that...
I don't. I squinted real hard between the hotel and the studio, and I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that there's a lot going on there that, you know, I haven't come into contact with, but it's hard to, you know, when you're just out there on the highways and byways.
Well, there's a line in one of these songs about somewhere between Hollywood and kind of reality, so
I
figured that has something to do with it. You want to do something else from the new one?
Sure, yeah. I'll play a tune called Studying Stones. Studying stones, trying to learn to be less alive, using all of my will to keep very still, still even on the inside. I've cut all of the pertinent wires, so my eyes can't make that connection. I am holding my breath, I am feigning my death when I'm looking in your direction. Course numb as an old hat, old as my oldest memory. See, that one's my mother, and that one's my father, and that one in the hat, that's me. It's a skill I'd hope to abandon when I got out on the open road. But any more pent-up emotion, and I think I'm gonna explode. There's never been an endeavor so strange as trying to slow the blood in my veins, to keep my face blank as a stone that just sank until not a ripple remains. I am high above the tree line, sitting cross-legged on the ground. When all the forbidden fruit has fallen and rotted, well, that's when I'm gonna come down. Of course, numb as an old hat, old as my oldest memory. father and that one in the hat, that's me. It's a skill I'd hope to abandon when I got out on the open road. But any more pent up emotion and I think I'm gonna explode.
Another one from Knuckle Down, that is Studying Stones, is Todd Sickafoos and Ani DeFranco are playing live for us today on the World Cafe. I read that the songs on Knuckle Down, you kind of wrote as a whole for the album. That was something that was a little different?
Well, yeah, I just had a couple of songs in the bag when I invited Joe into the process. So suddenly we had like a, you know, a date, we had a scheme, we had a time and a place. I was inviting people like Todd into the, and I had to write some tunes. I thought, maybe I should write some songs. So I did, just sort of within the space of a few months, really, most of the record, and with, you know, that sort of time and place in mind, so much more premeditative than usual.
You're not somebody who kind of you know, differentiates between the political and the personal, because they're all in here. But this is a pretty personal album on a lot of levels.
Yeah, real departure for me.
and in a lot of ways, the political song, if you see Paradigm as sort of a political song, that's total personal, you know, song. With featuring your family, your mom. And there's a dedication. Is that your dad that it's dedicated to?
Yeah.
Did he pass away?
Or did he? Yeah.
Oh. What? Tell me a little bit about your mom, because it's a lovely little song there with you all kind of doing your political part. They were first generation immigrants.
Yes. Yeah. My mother was Canadian till she married my father, who was Italian till he became American. And they had, you know, they had that immigrant mentality, I guess, which is sort of what the song is about. You know, they were just appreciative of being here and happy to pay taxes. They were the only people I've ever met who thought that was a good idea. So, I don't know, more recently in my life, I've been looking back, you know, daring to peek back at childhood and look past some of the hard stuff and realize all of the huge gifts that I was given from my parents. You know, like a sort of a sense of responsibility or accountability to my government, to my society, a feeling that I should participate, you know, and that definitely came from both of them. My mother, like in the song, you know, she would get involved in local campaigns and bring me door to door, and
they
bizarre
were,
experience for a kid.
They were arts oriented too. There was a lot of,
yeah.
I mean, in some houses. That isn't a big part of what goes on, and that's certainly something to get from that. And you ended up living when they, I guess things kind of imploded at one point, and you ended up living with your mom, or did you just moved out?
Yep, lived with my mom for a few years, and then on my own, real young.
I was just thinking about your career, and Ani, it seems like you've been doing this for so long, and it's only since the '90s that you've actually been putting out albums.
Yeah, right. The '90s is beginning to seem remote, though, ain't it? Ah, yes, the '90s. We were so innocent then. But yeah, it's been 15 years now for Righteous Babe Records, which
wow.
is.
Well, so congratulations on that, in a way. That's pretty amazing. But you're right. It was really kind of innocent and really different at the beginning. It was just you driving around in a car. And now, of course, there's a company and there's a foundation and there's a lot. Do you ever feel like, does it ever become a sort of a burden, a pressure from all that?
The monster. Yeah, in a good way. In a real, real good way. I mean, I would like to get to the point, you know, where I could fall over and the company would still be able to pay its bills. So I'm working towards that. Yeah, Todd was just mentioning we got a church in Buffalo that we're renovating and turning into a performance space.
Oh, wow, great.
So, you know, in case people stop buying records altogether, which seems to be happening, you know, we can still make music happen for people live. Yeah, so we're going to have a room.
Well, you're actually really, I mean, being your own record company, what you sell, you certainly a lot more of that goes to your company. And so that's got to be a better position than a lot of other people. But, yeah, you've noticed that with yourself, too. And I guess we notice it around here.
Yeah, yeah, all across the board, people are buying less records. I don't know, it's a computer thing or a iPod thing, or I don't know what happens. Mm-hmm. I buy records. I'm old-fashioned. I like to hold it in my hands and get the whole experience.
And I can hype Righteous Babes, say they have got great graphics, so you got to get those anyway. Well, I hear there's more new songs. You want to do something
else? Yeah. This is a brand new tune. It's called Decree. Step up and forfeit your frontal lobe to the sexed up strobe of celebrity. Never mind that the nanoseconds in between are some of the darkest darkness that you've ever seen. Keep your eye on my finger and listen to the sound of my voice. Get your subliminal decree and your false security. Be all that you can be, be all that you can be. In hospitals and schools, airports and banks and bars, big ones on street corners, little ones driving by in cars, and glowing through countless bedroom curtains at night, that 30K tone and that pale blue light saying, Daddy knows best, yes, this is the news, in 90-second segments officially produced and aired again and again and again by the little black and white pawns of the network, yes, men, while the stars are going out. The stripes are getting bent. And Cancer, the great teacher, has been opening schools downstream from every factory, still everywhere fools are squinting into microscopes, researching cells, trying to figure out a way that we can all live in hell. Well, step back, look up, you'll see I'm dimming the sun, but you won't, will you? No, that's a good little one. 'Cause Daddy knows best, yes, this is the news. In 90-second segments, officially produced and aired again and again and again by the little black and white pawns of the network, yes, men, while the stars are going out. And the stripes are getting bent. Stars are going out. The stripes are getting bent.
Great song, a new one from Ani. It's called Decree. It brings up a point. There was a time when, you know, gee, you were pretty ubiquitous. You were on big magazine articles and television stories. And was there a point where people just assumed, she's independent, but she must have made a deal with the devil to have all
yeah.
this happen?
Yeah, it was. It's so fascinating the things you learn by just putting yourself out there. The minute people started paying attention to me in the major media, lots of people were crying, sell out. It was like, well, still doing the same thing. But it's amazing all of the sort of associations that we have, that to be successful, you have to sell out. Or, there was other things I've come across along the way. I put on a dress, sell out. It's like, wow. I've just learned so much,
Well, when you put on boots, people said other things, so there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, right, so. They're always saying something, yeah. Those people. So what can you do?
Well, yeah, it is an interesting point. That, of course, there's a bunch of points made in that song, not just about about stardom, but good song. Mm-hmm. What do you want to finish up with?
Well, I thought we could play you a crusty old one.
Oh, I love that.
Just for good measure.
Must have some crusty old fans here.
We're all a little crusty in the morning. a tune called Shameless. Just call me shameless. I can't even slow this down, let alone stop this. And I keep looking around, but I cannot top this. If I heard any sense, I guess I fear this. I guess I keep it down so no one would hear this. I guess I shut my mouth and rethink a minute. But I can't shut it now, 'cause there's something in it. We're in a room without a door, and I am sure without a doubt they're gonna wanna know how we got in here, and they're gonna wanna know how we plan to get out. We better have a good explanation for all the fun that we had, yes. 'Cause they are coming for us, baby, and they are going to be mad. Yeah, they're going to be mad at us, mad. This is my skeleton, this is the skin it's in, that is according to light and gravity. I'll take off my disguise, the mask you met me in, 'cause I got something for you to say. Just give me your skeleton, give me the skin it's in. Yeah, baby, this is you according to me. And I never avert my eyes, I never compromise, so never, never mind the poetry. We're in a room without a door, and I am sure without a doubt they're gonna wanna know how we got in here, and they're gonna wanna know how we plan to get out. We better have a good explanation for all the fun that we had, girls. They are coming for us, baby, and they are going to be mad. Yeah, they're going to be mad at us, man. I gotta cover my butt, 'cause I covet another man's life. I got to divide my emotions into wrong and right, and then I get to see how close I can get to it without giving in, and then I get to rub up against it till I break the tie. I get to rub up against it till I break the skin. They're gonna be mad at us, they're gonna be mad at me and you, they're gonna be mad at us and all the things we wanna do. They're gonna be mad at us They're gonna be mad at me and you. They're gonna be mad, 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 mad. Just please don't name this. Please don't explain this. Just blame it all on me. Say I was shameless. Say I couldn't slow it down. Let alone stop it. And say you just hung around, 'cause you couldn't stop it.
Shameless, finishing up our set today. Todd Sigafoos and Ani DeFranco finishing up our set today. And also thanks to our audience at World Cafe Live.